Listen to your favorite Christian radio station on www.sidmedia.org. Adventist World Radio, SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
All right, we are trying now to steer towards our daily focus, and we finally do have on the line our guest for this segment, Elder Nachiyunde. Elder Nachiyunde, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Lovely. Elder Nachiyunde is going to help us understand the phrase doers of the word. And that's our focus for this week in our daily focus. What does it mean to be doers of the word? Aben Zibelis, we are not just readers of the word, but doers of the word. And this is found in what? Okay. It appears as though we have some interference there. Okay. We're talking about doers of the word and not just readers of the word. And that's our focus for this season. Elder Nachiyunde, am I correct? We're talking about James chapter 1, verse 22, isn't it?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Good afternoon, sir. And good afternoon, listener.
Beg your pardon. Say that again, Elder.
I was shouting a good afternoon to you and to the listener.
Oh, okay. Okay. I hear you. All right. Kindly explain then, Elder Nachiyunde, when we are talking about doers of the word, our discussion today is on the concept of being doers of the word as referenced in James 1:22. In this passage, James exhorts believers not only to listen to the word of God, but to put it into action. He emphasizes the importance of faith being active and demonstrated through actions rather than remaining merely as words of beliefs. So as we engage on this, help me understand a few of these issues there, Mfundis. How can individuals cultivate a mindset of active faith and become more intentional in living out the principles of their faith?
Okay, thank you so much. I think just like our focus is actually about us trying to understand what it means to be doers of the word. So individuals are expected actually to be practical and intentional in whatever they do.
Elder Nachiyunde, forgive me for interjecting, Abdallah. Are you able to perhaps shift your handset? Your voice is muffled there. I don't know what could be.
Are you getting me now?
Yeah, but you're a bit far now.
Are you able to get me?
We can hear you, but you're a bit far now. It's like you're in speaker. You're a bit distant from your handset. You can just come closer to your device.
Okay. So what I was saying was individuals are expected to be practical and intentional in whatever they do. Going by the teaching and the message that is given in James chapter 1, verse 22, as given, Christians at individual or corporate level are expected to be doers of the word and not only hearers, the way the Bible mentions. So this implies that on a practical note, when we preach about love, we must actually exhibit love in action. When we preach about forgiveness, that must be exhibited in action. That's what it actually implies, or what it means that we should be doers of the word. So basically, when we look at this, it also implies that on the aspect of our engagements with the community, we are called to be doers of the word, implying that we must be able to love people who are unlovable, forgiving those who are unforgivable. And that's why when we look at the concept of Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 to 45, there is an aspect where the Bible says, thou shalt love. Actually, it says, you've heard that it has been said, thou shalt love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But then Christ says, but I say unto you, love your enemies and do good to them that hate you. Mm. And also pray for them who despitefully use you. So in a practical sense, when we talk about these aspects, especially when we narrow down to the issues of forgiveness, We cannot merely talk about forgiveness on lips. It must be actually embedded in action
Okay.
in terms of what we do in life.
Okay. Are there specific areas of life where individuals can be more proactive in aligning their actions with their beliefs?
Yeah, specifically, there should be areas, or there are areas that we can be practical as Christians at individual and also at corporate level. These are areas where we need to help the needy in society and also take active roles in visiting those incarcerated or in prison, and also helping the sick in hospitals. Because by doing so, it implies that we must live a life of being of service to the community in the way we actually profess to be, where we are putting our beliefs in action, as espoused in Matthew chapter 25, a very known chapter, verse 31 to 46. Though it gives a picture of the end time when Christ will separate the sheep from the goats, but the biblical message that is given there is about service. Because out of these two groupings, there is a group that will be commended for having done their due diligence in servicing the needs of the people in community, in terms of the vulnerable, those who are in sick and in prison. Mm. So basically, these are areas where we need to do. So implying that we need to make provisions in terms of basic needs, like food, shelter, to those who are homeless, those who are needy, bearing in mind that even Christ, when he was here on earth, he mentioned that the poor will always be in our midst.
Okay.
So these are areas where we need to narrow down to practice our faith.
I was just about to ask you, how does being doers of the word contribute to the well-being and flourishing of individuals and communities? But you seem to have answered that so capably, so I'm going to move on to the next one. So the next one question I have is, can you share examples of individuals or groups who exemplify what it means to be doers of the word in various contexts?
Okay, so the examples that we can give may not necessarily narrow down to maybe one or two individuals, but we'll look at the church itself in terms of the departments that have been proactively involved in issues of actually exhibiting the profession of the church in terms of what the church stands for. Away from just spreading the gospel, the church is also expected to make a blend between preaching the word itself and also meeting the needs of the community. So we have the likes of the society under Dorcas, Amo, and Youth.
Okay.
These have actually been involved in many and oftentimes in two charity works through in and outreach programs.
Okay.
Where they provide the foodstuffs, clothing to orphans, and even the aged, including hospital and prison visitation. So these are areas that are given as examples in which the church has actually done its best to service the community.
Okay. Let's talk about the concept, Mfunis. How does the concept of being doers of the word intersect with other aspects of faith practice, such as prayer, worship, and including study?
Okay. So basically, the intersection of these in terms of how we as members pray, worship, and actually study is actually given in the lives that we are expected to live by. So members are expected to live the sermons that they preach and profess to follow in terms of the teachings and the doctrinal issues.
Mm.
So this entails that members should actually talk the walk and talk and walk the talk.
Mm.
Meaning that, like in the first instance where I was mentioning that Christians, when they preach about love, it must not be merely done on lips. It must be done practically.
Right, right.
Where they may be able to show that to people that the commoners may expect not to be forgiven.
Mm.
So that's what it costs to be Christians.
Okay.
And then we must also adhere to the biblical aspect of faith and works as given in James chapter 2,
right.
14 to 16,
mm-hmm.
where we need to blend the work and the faith itself. Because the Bible actually, especially when we go on verse 15, it says, if a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says unto him or her, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding that they are given these provisions.
Right.
It is like me just making that pronouncement. But then it must be accompanied with the tangible provisions that will actually make someone warm and be filled.
Right.
In the same way, we must blend prayer, worship, and studying the word of God in line with the counsel given in James chapter 1, verse 27 about a pure religion, where we are told that pure religion is actually about the church or individuals meeting the needs of the fatherless by visiting them and also the widows in their affliction.
Right.
So when we do all this, it means then we'll be doing justice in terms of living our sermons.
Right. Okay, final question, and I'll let you go and finish. I've already taken enough of your time. What role does accountability play in encouraging individuals to actively live out their faith through their actions?
So the issue of accountability plays a pivotal role in the area of our responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we need to give an account on the day of reckoning,
right,
to God one day, then right. It means whatever we do,
right,
we must be responsible at individual and even corporate level,
right,
in terms of what we do towards fellow men, because we are ambassadors of Christ, and then we are expected to actually do our best to help men and women see Christ in us in terms of how we live. And this can actually be done by being responsible, knowing too well that one day we shall give an account of whatever we do, whether good or bad, on that day of reckoning.
Okay. I hear you. I'm playing it in my mind. Funis, thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for your insights. We continue with this concept of being doers of the word tomorrow and the rest of the week. Thank you very much, Mda.
Thank you. Good day.
That's our elder Nachi Yunde, who's given us some perspective on the concept from James chapter 1, verse 22, that speaks of us being doers of the word and not just hearers of the word. It's an epidemic in our church, and dare I say, in all of Christendom, of being hearers of the word. But to do, oh Lord, to do is a totally different story altogether.